We promised you a little volleyball discussion, so let's do that now. We have Coach Mike Murphy with us from the Prentice girls volleyball team. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Joel. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. You guys just like to go right into the bee's nest every year. Last year, you went up to Mercer and just a knockdown, drag-out 16-14 win in that final set against them. And now this year, you're probably going to the second smallest venue. You're going to go to Rib Lake tonight for what will be a crazy night, I'm sure, Coach.
I think it's going to be loud. It's going to be a great vibe in there. You know, you got two good programs, both really good groups of girls that are going to be going against each other. So I think you're going to see a whopper tonight.
Yeah. I was taking a look at the bracket too, Coach. It looks like this tournament performance factor thing is slowly but surely kicked in over the years. We've got, four true North teams. You know, you got Turtle Lake Prairie Farm on the upper side, and you guys and Rib Lake on the lower side of that bracket. So that TPF thing the WIAA put in a few years ago, I think, kind of kicking in a little bit for Division Five.
Well, it needs to, especially with some of the schools that are in bigger cities. Even though they're D5, they're in bigger towns, bigger cities, and have a chance for a bigger draw. It needs to let us small northern towns represent the state too.
Yeah, exactly. Talk a little bit about your team this year, because I don't want to say you had a rough start, but it seemed like from looking at the scores and what was going on, you're kind of finding your way there that first half of the year with your team. Is that a good way to describe the first part of the season?
That's a very good way to describe it. You know, we have a very young team. I start a freshman and four sophomores. A lot of jockeying around this year. One of my sophomores was a middle blocker last year as a freshman, and we moved her to outside, and just a matter of feeling what the best chemistry of the team was. And I think we have found it coming down the stretch, and even late in the season we made a couple more changes that have helped us just a little bit more. So, you know, the good thing about them being young is they're willing to adapt, willing to try new things, new positions, and really feel what works. And I think, you know, my team especially has seen that all that jockeying around has come to what the purpose is, and that's to get where we are tonight.
Yeah, and it was like you needed another tough opponent here in the Northwoods with Phillips being strong and Mercer being strong, and now Rib Lake, they've got a nice group of athletes there, and they've had a nice year, Coach.
They've had a very good year. I mean, boy, they started strong. I think they're ranked one or two in the state right now, or at least they were. You know, Heather's done a great job with that program. She's got some great senior leadership, but she's also got some younger girls mixed into it. And they just gel well. I mean, they're to watch. When we played them early in the season, it was fun to sit back and watch that whole match develop. It was close, and they beat us in three sets, but it was still close sets. And it's hard not to be a spectator sometime watching them play. I got to remember that I'm the coach, and I need to stay in it with my girls.
Yeah, the quality of play definitely, it seemed like every year, goes up, and with the popularity of Wisconsin UW volleyball, we've talked about this before. It's just the general excitement, and I think some of the people who come in from the outside and see a girls volleyball match for the first time in a few years, their jaws drop a little bit, Coach, at the quality of play.
Well, even my own over my career, what the program I started with actually probably had some better athletes than I knew what I was doing at the time. And just the speed of the game has gone up, and the quality has gone up. I mean, obviously, you know, you can turn on the TV most nights now and find women's college volleyball this time of year. So it's fun that they can watch it as well as play it. I tease some of my dads that, you know, they don't know the sport very well, and frankly, some of them don't want to know it too well, because then they get too wrapped up in it. So they get to sit back and watch and see their daughters do some pretty incredible things. You know, volleyball is a very exciting sport with the spikes and the digs and the blocks and things like that. There's a whole lot of hype in it.
Yeah, and it's become a lot harder to officiate too, hasn't it? Because it moves so fast and the spikes are so fast, and calling the double hits or whatever it may be, that officiating side of it has become a little more difficult with that level of play going up, right?
Yeah, but, you know, of course, you've seen the college level. They have instant replays, and they have all kinds of camera angles and things, and they can challenge calls. You know, we can't at the high school level, which is fine, but you know, line judging especially has got to become one of the hardest things to do because the girls are hitting the ball so hard and so fast. Yeah. The official rule changes they've done over the last few years is trying to take some of the subjective calls out of the game. You know, is it a double hit? Is it a lift? Is it a carry? Whatever. They've tried to get some of that out of it and make the game, you know, more objective, which I agree with and I don't agree with. If you have a good high-quality setter that doesn't double hit, it kind of punishes your team if the other team gets away with these doubles now. But, you know, it's the game. You adapt to it, and, you know, you got to teach your girls a few different skills to not push the ball over with two hands because they might get called for a double now. And, you know, they're trying to keep as much of the subjective officiating out of it as they can.
Yeah. So for fans going to the game tonight, I mean, it's going to be jam-packed. I think there's a sellout point at some point for that, isn't there, tonight?
Well, I know as of yesterday afternoon, we had already sold 200. I don't know what the capacity is at Rib Lake. Okay. It's going to be packed. I mean, I would get there early if I was a fan. I don't know if there'll be any tickets at the door. I'm sure we'll hear about that more as the day progresses. Sure. But it's going to be packed in there. But, you know, my girls, the ones that played last year up in Mercer, they know what it's like. And, you know, we practiced that way a little bit this week, and, you know, we're going to be ready for it.
That Mercer gym is a coliseum compared to Rib Lake, isn't it? It's a lot better.
It is.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than that little Rib Lake gym. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Jeff Haken will be there to bring you the call of the game on the radio. If they won't let you in, tune on the radio, and we'll have the game for you tonight. Coach, another fun year for you and the girls, and we hope it ends with a trip to Green Bay. You got some work to do, so good luck to you. I want to let you give a quick shout out to some of your assistants that help you out, because you don't do this alone, Coach.
Well, shout out to my assistant coach, Amy Parisi. She's done a great job. You know, I've had some medical issues this year. I got an infection in my hand that had surgery during the season. So she helped with that. Both my daughters, Kyla Murphy and Cynthia Badanovic, have helped out a lot in the gym. So they've done it. And Joel, it's been such a great group of girls to coach this year. They've been fun. There's never a bad moment. There's never a pouty face. It's just been, they've been a good group to be with. So, yeah, I hope this isn't our last game this season. I'd love to spend another couple weeks with them.
All right. Very good, Coach. Good luck to you tonight. Thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Coach Mike Murphy, head coach of the Apprentice Girls. They're in Rib Lake tonight. That's going to be a packed gym. If you've never been to that Rib Lake gym, it's not a very big gym. I've coached there before. It's not big at all. So if you're going there, get there early. If they let you in, if they don't let you in, 98Q right here, and a Civic Media app on your phone. We'll have it on there, too, tonight, 7 o'clock.